This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Jay Noon.
And Daryl.
Welcome to the show, Jay. It's great to have you on, hopefully regularly on Wednesday nights, if you can, you know, spare the time to come and join us here. You are the newest mover to the Keene area of New Hampshire, as far as, like, Liberty migrants are concerned. So welcome aboard.
Well, thank you. And, yeah, I plan on being here every Wednesday night. So I tell everybody the only responsibility I got is Wednesday night right now.
So it's good to have you. You're actually staying out at Mark's place while he's on vacation, kind of holding down the fort out there. And congrats on what was a long, long-time listeners of the show know your voice. They know you as a long-time caller.
Right.
You've guest hosted with us once or twice in the past. You've been outside of New Hampshire for a number of years. You were born in Massachusetts originally. Born in Mass?
Yeah, that's correct.
And you lived there for a long time. Long-time listeners will remember when some of the hosts of Free Talk Live went down to your house and helped occupy your front yard when you had not paid property taxes.
Was that the original Occupy?
Yeah, that was the first time.
Is that before Occupy? I think it was before Occupy. What year was that? Do you remember?
Either 11 or 12. I can't exactly remember.
Okay, Occupy started in 11, so it would have been around the same time. But yeah, you and, a few dozen folks from Massachusetts and New Hampshire came to try to defend your property from the onslaught of the town of Palmer government that was trying to steal your house from you. And we did stop them from coming on the day when they said they were going to. So that much was a success, unfortunately.
And for several subsequent weeks.
For months, actually. It was, I think, like 6 months later.
It was the week of Thanksgiving. The Tuesday before Thanksgiving, I got woke up at 6:30 in the morning.
Ugh.
To them just opening the door, and I'm...
They didn't even knock. They just pounded it in?
It was unlocked. Yeah, they just opened it. And I come downstairs in my underwear with cops and guns and camera on my face. Oh, yeah.
So they have a video of this?
They do have a video of it. I've actually asked them for it, you know, a couple of years ago, and they're like, oh, that's department blah, 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 or something. I never really got into it, but I should go do a public records request or something for that.
That would be interesting. Do a Freedom of Information request.
And so they ultimately stole your home from you, ended up tax sailing it, if I recall correctly, to your neighbor, the guy who, like, lived or owned the house next to you or something like
that? Well, so it got tax sailed to this one fella, and he put the $5,000 down, and it got tax sailed for $20,000. And the town said it was worth, like, $160 or something. So anyways... and he was pre-approved by a bank for to borrow $15,000 for this house. He had 25% down, and a bank pre-approved him. And then when they went to do the paperwork on it, the bank wouldn't said there was the title was clouded, and they wouldn't honor it. So it went back to the next guy, who's actually, and both of these guys in the videos, if you watch the videos on this, Google Jay Noon, Town of Palmer, or Free Keen, or whatever. There's all videos you guys did great job with.
I got arrested down there, in fact.
Yeah. So, the two guys that ended up buying the house, it is clearly stated to them, and they acknowledged that you were talking to them, or we were, that they're buying stolen property.
Mm.
So the second guy bought the house for $19,000. He was the second bidder.
Right.
And he had cash, and he just paid for it. And he has like a rental LLC kind of thing. He owns a handful of properties in that area. And he can't rent the house because the insurance company won't put insurance on it. And also, this is what I've been told, secondhand information from one of his friends. He won't talk to me. I ran into him at Walmart like 3 years ago, and I'm like, hey, man. And he's just walking the other way.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So anyways, and then he had supposedly, allegedly had it sold to somebody, and a guy couldn't get it financed because the bank again said... something to the fact the title's clouded. So what I did, if anybody wants to look this up, they can go into Hampden County Registry of Deeds and type in Joseph Noon the fourth. And, Joseph Noon the third would be my dad. And
N-O-O-N-E.
Correct, just like no one.
Yep.
And anyways, you'll see if you do the 3157 Main Street, Bonsville, Mass., or you might have to look in the Palmer Index, but it's just right on a computer or on the Internet, you can bring up this update of a Lloydal title I did on that property in like 2011-ish. It was actually, so I think it was 11. It was after I got actually kicked out of the house. I did the update of a Lloydal title. And as far as I was concerned, your Lloydal title was kind of, you know, it didn't work. It was a waste of time. You know, I never, you know.
This is one of the theories about property that a lot of people hold, that basically there's some sort of special title that you can't get that the government has to the properties that they sort of rent out to you with property tax.
Yeah.
The idea being that if you can get this allodial title, that then you finally own the property. Isn't that the kind of the theory?
That's the idea. It didn't really work for me, but
not
I tried
surprised.
It.
Yeah. That's what I love about you, is you try all of this stuff.
And then there are people that say that you need to get the land deed that is somehow different from the title.
Yeah, so title is color of title, and color means similar to or like, you know, looks like it, but it isn't actually. I mean, there's just so much. I mean, I wrapped my head around this stuff for years. It burnt me out, really.
It really
burnt me out.
It's just you can keep researching and researching and researching and researching, and then when you try the stuff, you find out that, you know, they don't follow their own rules. I was talking with somebody, I think yesterday, about this. Was that, you know, a lot of these researchers are brilliant folks. I mean, they put a lot of time and effort in, and they can cite all of the things that they've researched and the different statutes and codes and, you know, everything. But then when they actually try to put it into play for the first time, that's when it hits them, you know, like a brick wall, like, oh, all the things I thought were going to work aren't going to work. But you can't ever tell any of them that. You know, you can't explain to them, well, yeah, this was my experience, I tried this. Because they'll always say, well, you didn't do it right. You know, I know the correct path. And then, of course, when they try it, they fail. And then, you know, blame some misinformation that they had and they'll try it again. So it'll be interesting tomorrow morning, actually, just an unrelated note. We've got a guy here in the area. I won't give his name out, but the video will likely be coming out at some point, who's going to be going in and trying some unique courtroom theories tomorrow morning in New Hampshire. And Daryl, you and I are going to be accompanying him.
Yes.
So we'll get some video of that. So it'll be interesting to, you know, maybe talk to him about that and see. I don't honestly know what level of experience he has trying that stuff in court. This may be his first time with it. They don't follow their own rules. That's the thing that the researchers don't understand.
But again, rule one of, at least in New Hampshire, and I'm guessing most other jurisdictions, rule one is that the rules can be modified as justice requires.
Well, they can be waived. So they can just be ignored completely, as justice requires.
And I really think that there's a whole different set of rules that we're just unaware of, or we're ignorant to, or we haven't found.
The second set of books, as it's been called?
I don't know. I never found them. I don't know.
I forget who it was that said that originally, but I've heard that too.
Yeah, and I've heard that too. But anyways, I got the title appears to be clouded on that house.
Oh, I know who it was. It was Tom Ball. I think it was Tom Ball. The guy set himself on fire.
Yeah, because I'm a very good friend of a mutual friend of his down in Massachusetts, and him and I, he actually helped me out with a lot of this stuff, my other buddy down here in Worcester. But I got the title clouded enough to where he can't get insurance on it, from what I understand.
Right.
And he can't get a loan on it.
Or
can't get financed. And it's sitting there empty.
Wow.
I drove by
all
it like 3 days ago, 2 days ago. Still empty. Nothing going on there.
He could live there in theory, but that's about it.
Yeah, he could live there in theory. And he could come talk to me. I think I personally have could give him a remedy so he could actually do what he wanted with the house. If it is this Lloydal title thing that I did that clouded the deed, and that's one of the things it's supposed to do. And they say, like, when these guys give these Lloydal title classes that I've been to, like, four of them, they say, don't ever plan on financing your house. You'll never be able to get a mortgage on it after you do this, is what they say. So, I don't know.
So, if he had the courage to come talk to you, you could maybe help him out.
Yeah, I'm open to all kinds of suggestions. I mean, whatever.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So welcome to J Noon. You can join us here as well. Bring up anything that's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll free number. Coming up, an update on the independent candidates in China and the oppression that they've been suffering there. Daryl's got that story on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can Skype into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. Still to come here, China, independent candidates, yeah, they're technically allowed, if they can get out of their house. Daryl's got that story also. Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and the government isn't going to be fixing the problem, so you need to take responsibility for yourself. And you don't have to do the insurance thing, even though the government would like you to think that you do. There are other options, and one of them is the free market healthcare company, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. And also, how about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Again, that's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Let's go to the story here, Daryl, from China. It's kind of a, well, not really a follow-up exactly. We had talked previously about an independent candidate in China. This is a different story about a different independent candidate, but nonetheless, correct, still the same sort of theme of the oppression of these candidates. There was just an outrageous video from the BBC where a BBC reporter had gone over there to kind of investigate what it was like to be an independent candidate.
Right.
He tried to go and contact one of them who had filed for office. Now, it seems easy. All you have to do is get 10 signatures in order to file for office, but the thing is, they will actually actively intimidate people. You know, the ruling Communist,
correct,
Party will intimidate individuals who are willing to sign. If anybody's even willing to sign, they'll be intimidated into not signing.
Right.
So it's actually really, really hard to get 10 people who are willing to actually sign a petition to get the independent candidate on the ballot. But one of the ladies in, I forget what province it was, but somewhere in China, she had accomplished this feat. She had gotten the 10 signatures and had qualified for the ballot. These goons had basically camped out around this woman's apartment or around her house. And as the British journalist came up to do the interview, at least 10 plainclothes men surrounded her front door with like a half circle of men. So just completely blocked off access to the woman's home. The BBC reporter was able to reach over one of them and knock on the door. The lady opens the door up, and as she starts to try to answer the reporter's questions, one of the men from the half circle just comes up and slams the door shut right in her face. She then tries to open up the window of her home, and then they close that, and they put up like this. They just found this piece of trash nearby, some sort of piece of plastic, and tried to put that up to block the camera's view of the woman,
wow,
in the home. I mean, it was just incredible. And then as they're out front, as the reporter and his cameraman are out front trying desperately to just get some questions answered by this independent candidate, more men show up, more plainclothes men. Presumably these are the, you know, Chinese police, but they're not talking.
Right.
So, and at some point they start to push the cameraman and push the reporter and literally, you know, physically remove them from the premises of this house. So they literally have men camped out outside of this woman's house watching it at all hours of the day. And it was an insane video. So now you've got an update, not on that exact story, but also on a different independent candidate in China.
Correct. Story comes from Radio Free Asia. They say authorities in the eastern Chinese province of Shandong are holding a veteran democracy activist under unofficial house arrest to prevent him from standing as an independent candidate in the forthcoming elections for his district in the People's Congress. Retired university lecturer Sun Wing Guang, 82, had been unable to leave his home in Shandong's provincial capital of Jinan since last Friday. Video seen by RFA from last week showed him canvassing potential voters and handing out leaflets on the campus of Shandong University, surrounded by unidentified men that Sun refers to as state security police.
Yep, sounds familiar.
In a later video, he is shown arguing with a man in a leather jacket who prevents him from getting into the lift outside of his apartment. I'm guessing elevator?
Could be.
Well, what they refer to as a lift, elevator. And ask where he's going. He says, "It's none of your business where I'm going. This is a violation of my personal rights. You're not even in police uniform. What department are you from?" He He said that he's been prevented from registering his candidacy as the deadline for initial registration passed at 5 p.m. on Wednesday.
Wow. So they literally prevented him from leaving in order
yes.
to stop him from registering as a candidate.
Correct.
In
put him on unofficial house arrest.
In the U.S., they pretty much do a media block like Ron Paul and 8 and 12. And
well, at least they let him file candidacy papers.
Yeah. But China, you would think they would have the media pretty wrapped up and they wouldn't have to go through all these extremes.
I was actually surprised at how low-key they were with this British news crew. I figured they'd be more oppressive than they were. I mean, I'm not pleased with what I saw, but, they didn't, actually physically attack them initially.
Right.
And ultimately only kind of removed them from the property without, breaking the camera or beating them up or whatever. Those things, they did kind of beat them towards, they kind of got kind of violent toward the end, but it took longer than I expected for the violence to really come out there.
He says, there are five or six people outside my home right now. Two or three of them are on my floor, preventing me from going downstairs. There are another three or four men downstairs blocking the exit. They stop me from leaving if I try to go outside. They are there around the clock, even through the night. Effectively, I'm being imprisoned in a black jail. They sent around a dozen police to my home on December 2nd when we were canvassing on the university campus. But the police dispatched 20 or 30 officers to surround me on campus so that
wow.
I was being followed by more than a dozen wherever I went.
I mean, the amount of resources that they're putting into stopping these independent candidates is
yeah.
shocking. And I think, Jay, you're right in that the difference is really only by degree. Here in the United States, the methods are more subtle. And why they don't use the more subtle methods, I don't know. Oh, yeah, sure. Come on down. You could register for, whatever. And then just don't count their votes, right? Like, there are other ways that they could screw these people without being so obvious about it.
Right.
Well, when you have years and years and years of communism, the creativity gets lost even
That's
by
true.
The bad guys.
That's true. You give a man a hammer and everything looks like a nail.
Some things look like a sickle.
Go ahead, sir. Is there more?
Soon's wife and family's domestic helpers were also prevented from leaving the apartment until the deadline had passed. While he is now able to leave his apartment, he is still closely followed by a group of state security police wherever he goes. He said the 5 days under house arrest had dealt a fatal blow to his hopes of standing as an independent candidate. He says, you need to find 10 people to recommend you, but I haven't been able to do that, nor go and pick up a registration form for candidates. And there's more.
All right, we'll continue with that coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Election repression. Again, it's just a difference in degrees. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in our studio with you, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
Libertarian Party offering you, Free Talk Live listeners, a free membership. So if you want to experience what it's like to be an independent candidate, to be a third-party candidate in the United States, you could try running as a libertarian, and you'll find out that it's not that different from China. Yeah, there aren't.
Depends on where you live.
Yeah, that's true. It's easier in some states. That's definitely true. Here in New Hampshire, we have the Libertarian Party actually qualify for ballot access.
Yes.
For the first time in 20 years this year. So that
yes.
was really good news. It means it's going to be easier than it's been for quite a long time for Libertarian candidates to actually qualify. But in some places, it's super difficult.
Right.
To do this. And, you know, it's not like they'll send 20, plainclothes police officers to surround your apartment, as we were discussing, is happening
no,
in China.
No, they'll just, in some places, kick you out of public parks and wind up telling you that somehow you're trespassing on public property.
I mean, if you're trying to petition in a park?
There have been petitioners that have had that happen.
I believe it. And then, of course, they'll try to disqualify as many of your petitions as
yes.
they possibly can and put up whatever other roadblocks in the way. So it's quite a... it's quite the learning experience, and
yes.
whether you want to run as a libertarian candidate or you just want to help the party go in a more principled direction, we've secured free memberships for Free Talk Live listeners in the National Libertarian Party. So you can get yours over at lp.org. That's lp.org/FTL, and it allows you to have some say in the future of what is now the third largest political party in the United States. So go and get your free Libertarian Party membership at lp.org/FTL, and do use lowercase for the letters FTL, or I'm told that it won't work. So lp.org/FTL. As we go to your calls and thoughts, you got more about China,
yes,
and their oppression of an independent candidate, more than one. They're trying their best to stop independent candidates from registering on the ballot out in China. Let's go first, though, to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, who, by the way, supports communism. Sarah, I mean, you have actually said that you are a communist, and yet out there in China, you've got the Communist Party that is oppressing third-party options, or I guess in this case, second-party options, anybody else besides the Communist Party. That's what you support, right?
Hi, Sarah.
I wanted to call in about our New Mexico statistics, you know?
Sure. We can talk about the statistics, but I mean, it's rare that we actually have an avowed communist call into the show. So I just wanted to see, you know, what level of support you have for the Communist Party's tactics there in China with preventing independent candidates from getting on the ballot with whatever, you know, means they can.
Well, I don't know what the angle of it is, but I know... What I know about communism...
That's because you don't listen, right, Sarah? You don't actually listen to the show?
Well, the thing is, I think that... I don't know.
How many shows do you... Here's what I want to know. How many shows do you call that you don't listen to?
I listen to some of it. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, if
while you're on hold, you've said before you only listen when you're on hold. That does not count as listening to the show. So how many other radio programs do you call on a regular basis?
That you don't listen to. I mean, you can answer both, but yeah.
Well, no, she's going to say she listens she'll listen when she's on hold. So how many shows do you call?
Per day. How many?
I don't know. Maybe it's the same situation as the Democrats here. They feel that it's going to
the Democrats make the calls for you.
She's not even answering your question.
I know.
She don't know. How about a rough estimate? It doesn't have to be, you know, totally honest. We're not going to perjure you or anything.
But I mean, look at this. The Democrats feel that...
So do you call more than five radio talk shows
per
in
week?
A day?
Or day.
Okay. In a day. More than five?
I'm trying to ask you a question. It's like, why would Chinese would interfere with a third world party? Well, it's the same thing with the communists. Get mad at you guys, the third... Libertarian Party, because you ruined the election. See? Because
having someone other than the official Communist Party candidate on the ballot, so having two candidates will ruin the election in China?
More than likely. You know, the thing is, the Communist Party supported
you're saying that choice is bad. You're saying choice is bad.
The ruling class has to maintain power.
What we try to do is we defeat the ultra-right, which is Donald Trump, and the third party has helped to getting him in there, okay?
Donald Trump is an ultra-right? He's a former Democrat.
He's a flopper.
Well, but the thing is, he is considered the ultra-right, is that we have more to fight with him. So I don't know what the situation is in China, because I don't really know the Chinese politics.
Okay, the situation in China is that the Chinese Party, the Communist Party, they will decide who the official nominee is, and that person gets on the ballot. They don't have to do anything other than have the Communist Party say, you're our candidate.
Okay.
Anybody else, you cannot run as an opposing party, but you can, in theory, run as an independent candidate. If you're able to go get the nomination form during the three business day period that they allow you to pick up said form, and you are then subsequently able to convince 10 people in your district to sign your nomination form, and then be able to leave your house to go turn said nomination form into the government office.
Sounds like these districts are pretty small if you only need 10 people.
Do you mind if I talk about that? Could I talk about my DWI?
See, she's not interested in hearing anything that would contradict her beliefs about the Communist Party. She's not interested in hearing the fact that communist policemen are surrounding the home of one of these independent candidates to prevent him from leaving, to prevent an independent candidate from trying to get on the ballot to oppose the Communist Party. You have nothing to say to that, do you, Sarah?
I wonder what the communists do when you get a DUI.
Well, you know something? It's probably hindering, you know, trying to really help the country as a whole if the wrong party wants to get elected. You know, it seems like...
So if they allowed this one independent candidate that they put on house arrest and they're using 30 police to ensure stays in his house and doesn't talk
Sounds
to voters,
efficient.
If they allowed that one person to run, and then China's parliament had, you know, all but one member in the parliament are members of the Communist Party, and there's one independent that would totally topple the Chinese Communist government, in your opinion?
Well, the thing is, they're looking at it as a whole, you know, as for the community. If somebody just takes away the split the vote four ways, and then the wrong, the ultra...
What four ways? There's one candidate on the ballot, and there's another candidate that's trying to be on the ballot. How the hell is that splitting it four ways?
When people say something to you, Sarah, do you actually listen to the words coming out of their mouth, or are you just so busy kind of in your own mind coming up with what you're going to say next that you don't really know what was said to you?
Well, the thing is, doesn't the communist, how many parties do they have in China? I mean, they only have one.
They
party.
Have one. One party.
The
so
Communist Party.
So you can't
party.
Split that four ways when there's one.
She's listening a little bit today.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, that's kind of hard to believe. How can you have an election when you have one candidate? That doesn't make any sense.
Good question.
That's what the Chinese government does.
That's communism in China for you. That's what you want, isn't it? You're a communist.
Well, you know something? I mean, I don't know. That's their style. That's communist communism in China.
So what would communism under the United Sarah States of America look like?
Well, you know what? I think we would have maybe home ownership. You could own property, have small...
No, that doesn't sound like communism
businesses.
To me. I don't know.
How would elections work? How would elections work? If we wake up tomorrow, you are supreme dictator of the United Sarah States of America, and you get to set the rules. How do elections work?
Well, just do it like Russia. Every town, every vote counts for one vote. If they have a popular vote, that's exactly what they got in Russia right now. Believe it or not.
Buddy. And how do candidates get on the ballot in Russia?
I don't know, but you know what? For every vote, it counts for one ballot.
All right, Sarah, we're going to let you get to your topic coming up here. You've been a good sport with our questions about communism, which you don't really seem to know that much about. Hang on. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Comrade?
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why?
might be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You can do that. That's the point of Free Talk Live. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
All right. So also want to let you know that you can help support Free Talk Live during this holiday season by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. And when you go there, you'll find links to Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You just go into the right Amazon for you. And then get whatever it is you need to get. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price. It's the same great Amazon prices, the shipping deals that you're used to, the reviews, the huge selection, the great customer service. I mean, it's all there. It's just that you're going through our affiliate link, so Amazon cuts us a portion of their profits. So once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your holiday shopping done right there. You don't have to leave your house or your office. You don't have to deal with the parking, the possible fights in the aisles, or any of the real-life stuff. You just get it done at shop.freetalklive.com. We've got Commie Sarah on the line with us, calling from New Mexico. And, Sarah, you were calling about something else, but since you were on the line, you're our resident communist caller, so we figured we'd ask you some questions about what communism is like over in China. And admittedly, you didn't really know. So you were calling about something else, and I know, Daryl, you wanted to come back to Russia, but let's let Sarah get her thoughts out on what she was calling about. Yeah. So go ahead.
Yes, you know, we have the new statistics out for New Mexico. So we were ranked actually number 6th in the worst drivers in America and came in number 11 for DWI driving. And then how about this? We came in number 1 in pedestrian and bicycle fatalities.
Mm.
And this was announced on the Bob Clark show, KKOB at 9 o'clock. And I think they got the stats from the insurance companies. There's, you know, professionals that analyze accidents, and they analyze all this, and that, you know, he announced it, what the American something like that, you know, but it was on the show. So, you know, at least we were number 2nd in bicycle fatalities. Now we got the gold medal for pedestrian and bicycle fatalities per population. So, you know, I really feel that we're the number 1 worst drivers in America. I don't know how we came in 6th. That's amazing.
Well, everybody thinks that the people that live near them are the worst drivers in the world.
Do you recall who number one was on that list? Did they talk about that?
Well, the number one now was Texas. And
Texas?
I believe it. I was,
worst drivers.
Yeah, Texas has the worst, the worst drivers. I've been told about it. Well, they came in number one this year.
I've been in New Mexico several times in the past 2 years, you know, just borders Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Arizona a lot, drove through New Mexico, and I thought New Mexico drivers are awesome. They'll just hammer down 80 miles an hour, let's go, and just keep on going.
Yeah, 80 miles an hour, yeah, on the freeway, yeah, and they're pretty
much. That's actually the speed limit?
I think it's 75, but everybody goes 80.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. All right, Sarah. You know, Daryl, did you want to comment further on the Russian elections? Because Sarah was making...
No, I wasn't able to find what the ballot access is, and since Sarah doesn't know, I just figured, you know, since she said that America should do their elections like Russia, that maybe she would have some kind of clue. I did see that apparently in the recent parliamentary elections that they had in Russia, they had 15 political parties that put up candidates.
Right, because Russia isn't a communist state anymore. I mean, it's certainly not a free place, but it's not a communist state. You are aware of that, right, Sarah? You're aware the Soviet Union broke up?
Well, that's what they claim. I don't buy it. But the thing is, what they do is that they do have a popular vote, what Lady Gaga wants. She got
Lady
50-
Gaga?
Yeah, Lady Gaga got 50,000 signatures to make popular vote count.
Oh, you're saying get rid of the Electoral College in the United States.
Okay, yeah, you changed countries on us there, Sarah. We're talking about the Soviet Union. Now, did you say that you believe it's just a conspiracy theory that the Soviet Union broke up? You're not sure if that actually happened?
No, you know, I believe that. Look at how aggressive they are in Syria. Do you think they're really collapsed as they claim? And then
You do realize that Russia was just one part of the Soviet Union,
a big
correct?
Part, right? Like a huge chunk of land.
A huge chunk, but it was still only, you know, one of the republics in the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. That's what USSR stood for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? How come that North Korea is like shooting out artillery that killed 15 South Koreans?
North Korea was never part of the Soviet Union, and just because, you know, the Soviet Union ceased to be a single country doesn't mean that, you know, the subsidiary countries cease to be countries.
Are we going to keep globetrotting?
Well, you know what? They still are communists, and what I wanted to say was that they have a popular vote. That's what Lady Gaga wants.
Are any of them communists? Any of the former Soviet states officially communist?
Some of the stands might be. Like Uzbekistan or Kazakhstan might be. I don't know off the top of my head.
I don't either. Sarah, thanks for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
But since you brought up the popular vote
a little bit.
Since you brought up the popular vote thing, I was actually reading something not too long ago about how the concept of something similar to an electoral college should actually be expanded. And there are some European countries that will do what they call a double majority, meaning that not only do you have to win a majority outright, but you need to have a majority of the vote in a majority of the districts or the precincts.
Okay.
I think as long as you have electronic voting machines that can't be verified with like an actual receipt when you cast your ballot, it really don't matter.
Well, luckily we actually have physical paper ballots in New Hampshire.
Right, right. Yeah, I've been in 12, I was a poll watcher here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, over in Hinsdale I did. Yep.
Sounds really exciting.
Yeah, I had a good time just talking to people about stuff. I actually did.
Really? Okay. I've never been to one of those. Have you, Daryl, ever gone to that? Because I know you frequently will go to, like, collect the totals when they're done, but have you ever watched the counting process?
Well, no. The poll watcher is not necessarily someone that watches them count.
Well,
but here in...
You did, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So there are some places where they do a hand count of ballots.
Yeah.
In Keene, because they use the Scantron sort of machine.
Right.
Like when you used to take the test in high school.
Mm-hmm.
There is no physical hand counting of the ballots.
I would presume they would hand count them if it was like a recount or something, though, right?
Well, they...
Right, but that's different than counting the ballots on election night.
Right, right. They just
and doing a recount are two different things.
Right, but you're saying they just stick them in a machine and it counts them.
Stick them in a machine. Right, before you walk out of the building, you put the thing in the machine. yourself. I've seen you do it.
Right, right.
So there is no then the election officials put it in a machine.
I see. So
you've already placed it in the machine. Correct.
It's counting it right then.
Yes.
Okay.
So then at the end of the day, they hit the close the election and print, and then it does the tally. And if somebody requests a recount, then they can go through and do the hand count of ballots.
In 2012, I was assigned to Hinsdale, and this is a guy, Jim Condon Jr. I don't know if you guys ever met him before, but he was really big time into Campaign for Liberty. And he put him and a few other folks put this all together. And there was a they raised some questions about the machine that actually scanned the votes, and that's what counted the primary votes,
because
there was a bunch of hoopla about Ron Paul's votes not getting counted accurately, and they wanted basically to recount the actual hand paper ballots. And then Condon was talking all about this, like, on, you know, Facebook and some other things, and he was on a few radio shows about it shortly after, and they were fighting with the state about it, and then they ended up trying to pursue some lawsuit or something. I don't know all the details, but in Hinsdale, they literally just hand-counted it, and it was about, like, 15 or so, you know, folks sitting around tables.
Just observing.
Just counting. Okay. And they were real cool about letting me and my friend Russ, we went over there, and I watched them, and they're like, you can't touch any ballots, but you can watch and observe, and we were writing them all things down, and one of the guys that did Keene, it was like, there was really no way to verify the actual count.
Right, because if somebody wanted to manipulate that, all they'd have to do is program the machine to count, you know, one vote for Hillary Clinton, one vote for Trump, or like one vote extra for every five votes Clinton gets or something like that. Like, you could program the numbers if you wanted to.
Probably. No, you couldn't, because if the total that comes out of that machine does not match what they have of how many voters cast a ballot...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They don't let you see the ballots, though, afterwards. They're locked up, like, in strong boxes, and the state police haul them to the Concord after these things, and nobody gets access to them.
Examples of those boxes being tampered with en route.
If people want to Google Watch the Vote 2012, or go to their website, they talked a lot about this stuff that nobody could access them.
Well, maybe hopefully we'll get beyond this whole voting thing.
You can't access those if there's a recount. So, you know, they have to at least be safeguarded until the period of recount time is done.
While they're being safeguarded, somebody's actually pulling ballots out where they've seen the seals have been broken on some of these boxes.
Okay,
before.
And then when they do the recount, they say, hey, this doesn't match the number of ballots that were cast here.
It's like the foxes safeguarding the hens.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride-sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride-sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.